Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and Branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're going streaky! Yeah!
Keep it rolling. Best thing to do when you got a hitting streak.
Only one guy did it more than me. That's Joe DiMaggio.
Good morning on Beat the Streak Daily. Inside the hits from Monday, the 18th of July. We have reached the break in both MLB and, of course, for us at Beat the Streak. So it's time to take a good hard look at ourselves. Some BTS superstars of the first half will get all the highlights today. And with no games today for which to make picks, we will talk home run derby later on. And we will. We always take a look at the state of the streak. It's one of the first things we do on Beat the Streak Daily. Inside the hits every single day. Halo's LBTU is our top streaker at 37. He took a red-hot hitter, the Pirates' Cabrian Hayes, who was on a streak of his own coming into the first half finale yesterday. Things looked bleak until the eighth inning.
Line drive past the diving Brendan Rodgers. So Hayes was 0 for 4 before that swing, and now he has extended his hitting streak to 8.
Hayes saves Halo's LBTU, who sits atop at 37. Just two other streakers in the 30s. Classic Mix-Up is at 32. Hi, Mix-Up. On a double down from Saturday of Luis Arraez and Jose Abreu, Red Sox is the streaker name that fittingly had Rafael Devers on Saturday and now sits at 31. Red Sox and Classic Mix-Up both took a pass yesterday. Let's talk about what we learned in the first half of this baseball season doing this podcast, following hitting all along the way. The high streak of the season belongs to Kyoshi Lotus 26, who's 45 is looking more impressive by the day. Over the weekend, Matthew 31-16 had his streak of 41 come to a close, with Brandon Nimmo of the Mets going 0 for 4 in game one of the doubleheader Saturday. It's funny, right here at the break, Ryan, I have reached 5. I have a streak of 5. Thank you very much. It's just three off my season high of 8. You'd think I would be better at this by now.
You would think so. Are we going to throw a party if you get to double digits?
I think so. Big party, maybe. I have to admit some hard truths. The way to be great at this, at Beat the Streak, is to pick from a very small pool of hitters. And even then, of course, the chances are slim. But picking way off the radar or anecdotally, like some people do, that's going to kill you. It's not the most fun way to play this game, I fear. And this strikes me as yet another way that Beat the Streak is similar to baseball, because strategically, the most analytically sensible way to play the game is not necessarily the most entertaining way to play the game. You feel me? Isn't that kind of similar to the game that we love to watch, Ryan?
Yes, it is, and sometimes it's kind of like sports betting, Speegs. You can't bet with your heart. You have to bet with your head, and that's with Beat the Streak on the MLB Play app. You have to pick hitters with your head and not your heart.
Well, whatever. So what to do for a guy like me who likes stuff and wants to pick interesting players and, you know, enjoys a good anecdote and a narrative here or there? Well, it is a daily choice.
One thing, Speegs, that I've learned doing this podcast and following Beat the Streak as close as I ever have, considering that I've been playing the game since day one, is Baseball Savant has been a really good crutch for me here in the last month or so. I got the streak to 13 just a couple of weeks ago. I had it at 8 on Saturday, and a lot of the tools that I've used to pick players has been because of Baseball Savant. And I'll use Sunday as an example. The Toronto Blue Jays hosting the Kansas City Royals. Alejandro Kirk has no history against Chris Bubich starting for the Kansas City Royals, but Bubich was in the second percentile for expected batting average, and Alejandro Kirk going into Sunday had the 98th percentile of expected batting average for all batters, and this is what happened Sunday.
There's some contact. Deep left field. It is gone.
Why not add to your all-star total, Alejandro Kirk?
So Kirk goes deep on Sunday, not exactly off of Bubich, but the example here is that low expected batting average for pitchers, high expected batting average for hitters has typically been working out for me here in the last month since I've been using that as more of a crutch than, say, history or, as you would say, anecdotally.
That makes all the sense in the world. So Baseball Savant, an excellent source in those percentile rankings as long as you pick the right stats. A very, very good guy. Good stuff. Day one listeners will remember me picking Nico Horner of the Cubs, a nine-hitter, much to the shocked derision of the Porthonator. As I said, I'm at five as of yesterday, but I kind of wish I had Nico, too.
Long drive, base hit. Center field, Nimmo up in it. Here comes Wilson. Right at a play. Safe. Nico Horner through, and it's 3-2 Cubs.
That a beautiful moment watched from across the street on a rooftop by me, and I was thinking, man, if I only had Nico, I would be at six, because I had a double down yesterday with Jose Ramirez and their game was rained out. We will roll on Beat the Streak inside the hits. Congratulations to a couple late additions to the All-Star team who have been fun plays all season long. This man had 28 hits in April behind only Manny Machado and Xander Bogaerts, so we were all paying attention, and he deserves our attention still. This was just yesterday.
France, a charge to left field, and this ball is to the second deck. All-star Ty France adds on in the fifth inning. What a cannon shot by the Mariners' first baseman. It's a 3-1 Mariners lead.
Ty France's favorite player when he had to name one as a collegian while at San Diego State, Mike Trout. And that's who he replaces this week in L.A. as Trout takes the All-Star break off. This man, third in all of MLB in home runs, but it took a late addition to get him to L.A. this week as well. Nolan Arenado hurt, and now this guy will join the All-Star game. This, a highlight from Saturday.
3-1 count. Swing, fly ball center. Robles on the run. Back toward the Bermuda Triangle. He goes as far as he can, and it's gone. Back-to-back homers. All-star Austin Riley makes it 4-0.
Austin Riley becomes the sixth Atlanta Braves player on the team, which will be managed by their skipper, Brian Snitker. He's hitting .365 the last 30 days. Not Snitker, he doesn't play, but Riley with 9 home runs. And Riley should probably be in the Derby tonight instead of the aged legend Albert Pujols, right? But so it goes. That would be two Braves anyway. Where's Aaron Judge? It's okay. He's allowed to make choices. Beat the Streak MVP of the first half, by the way, might be this guy who had a big milestone homer on Saturday.
Here's Goldie. Two outs, runner at second.
Dan, you have had far too much time to be sitting on this 299 call.
Oh, haven't I, though?
Looking for 300. I know you've been working on it.
The 2-0. To deep left, it is number 300. Goldie gets number 300, the 153rd member of the 300 home run club, the 10th active player to get to 300.
Yeah, you could tell they were waiting for the 300th because all those stats came pouring out. Fun stuff. On the season to date, Paul Goldschmidt has been the 7th most selected hitter on Beat the Streak. His 112 hits are tied for second with Rafael Devers. The hit leader in MLB is Freddie Freeman with 114, and he was the second most selected player of the first half, behind only his teammate Trey Turner, who had 111 hits. J.D. Martinez and Manny Machado are also in the top five of selected batters. These, my friends, are the kingpins of Beat the Streak.
And Speaks, how can you forget Luis Arraez, who every time I pick Luis Arraez, he doesn't get a hit, and every day that I don't pick Arraez, he gets a hit.
Yeah, that's your guy, and understandably so, and what a beautiful beautiful hitter he is. Going to be a frequent pick in the second half of the year. No games today, but it's the Home Run Derby tonight. And those Derby picks are next here on Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Home Run Derby tonight, and this participant, one of eight going tonight, he hit the all-star break in style.
Soto to right. Moving back on it is Duvall. He can only watch it. Juan Soto does it again. Home run number 20 on the season, and if that's his last swing of the first half, it's a heck of a way to go into the break and the Home Run Derby.
20 home runs for Juan Soto. He is the sneaky pick for Home Run Derby tonight, in my opinion. Most sports books have him right around plus 600. That's nice value for a guy who certainly can win it. Ryan, I know you made your picks on Friday's episode of the podcast. Nice job working solo without my dead weight around. But as I look at this Home Run Derby tonight, I'm thinking first, recency bias. No one is hotter with power than Kyle Schwarber. 11 homers the last 30 days. Of all participants, Julio Rodriguez is next with 8 in that span. Juan Soto with 7. I offer you some of the anecdotal narrative factors on this one. Pete Alonso wants his third straight, and he is confident as hell. Just recently published a 10-point plan on how to win the Home Run Derby, as told to Jeff Passan at ESPN by Pete Alonso. Julio Rodriguez, he's young, he's swaggy, he's on a roll, but he started slow on the season, and I wonder if that's a window into some pressure I suspect he might feel in his first All-Star activity, and a little bit of a slow start could kill him tonight. Juan Soto dealing with trade rumors on a team with the worst record in baseball. He has every reason to make this night the highlight of a terrible season. One thing to think about as you watch tonight, 5 home runs ever have been hit out of Dodger Stadium during a game, 2 by Willie Stargell, 1 each by Mark McGwire, Mike Piazza, and most recently Giancarlo Stanton. The longest, Willie Stargell at an estimated 506 feet. Your bonus prediction for me, Kyle Schwarber will top that tonight. Hell, maybe he won't be alone, but he'll hit one more than 506 tonight. Ryan, before I make my picks, go ahead. What were yours on Friday? Reiterate for the people.
Yes, so in the semis, I had Pete Alonso versus Julio Rodriguez on one side of the bracket. On the other side of the bracket, I had Kyle Schwarber versus Juan Soto. Schwarber versus Alonso in the final, and then Pete Alonso. I can't bet against the guy who has won back-to-back home run derbies. He relishes the moment of the derby. He loves this event. I think he becomes the second ever to three-peat.
That would be pretty cool. Lots of good action and angles to look at in this one tonight. Alonso versus Julio would be super fun in a semifinal, and that's what I'm suspecting we get. And then Soto and Schwarber in the other semifinal. I've got Schwarber and Pete in the final, and I think this is the year that Kyle Schwarber lives up in full to the Babe Effing Ruth comp he got from Cubs scouts right out of the draft. Kyle Schwarber wins a thrilling derby final tonight and keeps Pete from the three-peat. Play along with us and everyone within the MLB Play app. Check out the Home Run Derby Bracket Challenge. It's super fun and easy to do, and you will compete to win $100,000 as you enter your bracket via the MLB Play app before the derby starts tonight. Thanks for listening all first half to Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits. We'll be back on Thursday to preview the games and the beginning of the second half of the baseball season. Subscribe now to the podcast wherever you get your shows and play Beat the Streak every day of the MLB season for your chance to win $5.6 million. Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits is a production of Odyssey in partnership with Major League Baseball. Enjoy the derby tonight. Enjoy the break. We'll be back on Thursday morning. For Ryan Porth and Matt Spiegel, here's hoping that everybody you want to in the entire second half of the damn season hits them where they are.
Woo! We're streaking! We're streaking!
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.